Tonight, the Parshas Vayishlach, we come to the meeting of Yaakov and Esau. Dramatic occurrence after 22 years and a lot of hatred and so forth. And this parsha, we have actually four or five different themes. The first one, of course, is the preparation for the meeting with Esau. Preparation for the meeting with Esau. Now, it's brought out by many commentaries through the Medrash that Maaseh Ovo is similar to Bonim. In fact, there's a Gemara that brings that when he Tanoim and Meroim would have to go to deal with the Goyim, with the Romans, and so forth, they would first study Parshas Vayishlach, the first part of Vayishlach, the preparations that Yaakov made for meeting with Esau. This is a siman, Chazal say, the Chachamim say, for Maaseh Ovos, a sign for their children, for all the generations, how to deal in Golus, in exile, in difficulty, with problems, to tribulations, with Goyim. Three things you have. There's the Doiren, the Tfilah, or the Muhammad. Doiren, the Tfilah, the First, we know that Yaakov prepared a gift, Doiren, gift, and we find there were in Europe, for hundreds of years in Europe, there were what we call shtadlonim. How would you call that in English? Like people that were like special messengers from the Jewish people, that they would be mishtadel to endeavor to try to work with the government, so forth, to try to get evil decrees. They always came up with a different decree. The Tsarists in Russia and so forth, and in France and England, where Jews were some chased out, in Spain, and always to deal with the government, and special Jewish that were involved with that, Jews. And one of the main actions on the part of these people were to utilize what we call shochad, bribery, pay them off, gifts, doren. And many times they would buy off the minister and so forth to knock off the decree, etc., etc. And in many, many cases, it worked. Most cases, it worked. Money talks, dreams. And Yaakov prepared the door for Esau. Even though you see that Esau said, didn't want to take it. Want to take what Yaakov gave him. Esau said, Yaakov saw in Esau that he will take. Because Esau said, Yesh li ro'im. I have a lot. I have a lot. I have a lot. But by Yiftzer boy, the Pasuk says, Yaakov, oh, take it, take it. All right, took it. When Yaakov wanted to give Yaakov said, Yesh li koil. He didn't say, I have a lot, Rav, Rav. He said, Yesh li koil. I have everything. There was nothing to discuss, nothing to negotiate. Yesh li koil, nothing. There's no such thing. And Yitaka didn't take anything at all. So you see this, that way, like my Rebbe once said, Kagan's he used to say that Moshe Rabbeinu had to choose Dayonim to judge the Jewish people. And there should be what you call Yireyim and Shemayim, etc., etc. And Sonei Botza, that money didn't mean anything to them. Sonei Botza. Meaning hate money doesn't mean anything. I used to say all the time, he says, you should know, he says. He said, when you go out into the world, he says, you should know, even a Sonei Betzah, the one that claims he hates money, he has a price. There is a price. When you come to a certain point, he'll take the money, he'll take that amount. Famous story of Abraham Lincoln. I think I once told the story here. I'm not sure. So I'm not going to waste time now. Same story with Abraham Lincoln. Same thing that happened with him.
Tone down the stuff.
And you're getting close to my price. And he threw the guy out. He wanted to bribe him. So price has to be in sense that we call very careful. They bring the Punisher Roth came to America and he was lost. He didn't know where to travel. He's on the train. And some young guy saw that this is a guy that knows what's going on. He had a place, an address where to go, and he showed it to them. He tells the story. I saw the what he brings down. It was a couple of years ago, I saw this. What's about 10, 50 years ago. So, yeah, and they told him, "Oh yeah, we're getting off on that station too. You're coming to us over here, over there." And he saw there's something fishy over here. He started telling about Yishlach. What's the Yankees turning us out? What Yankees do in such a case? He said, "We got to make some sort of a shmei over here to get out of this over here." That was the third thing. Muhammad, as Ramban says, Muhammad doesn't only mean when you fight. In fight, Muhammad means to prepare for withdrawal, to prepare for safety, to guarantee safety. That's what he did. He made two machdas. And he separated the machda by one day. By one day. So if he comes to one machda and Esau will kill that machda, the other machda will be afraid. How do you know? He'll come to the second machda too? No, because I'm going to fight there too. And as Rivka said, you could lose both of them in one day. I'll kill Esav and so forth. If I kill Esav, then it'll all be over. So once there's a day's difference between them, that day is going to make the difference, he said. The melee of the second machna is going to be safe, no matter what. So his idea is to set up a safety net in the concept. It's also called Muhammad. There are different types of warfare, you know. Warfare where you want to, where you retreat properly, you know where you have to go, you save yourself. And it's right where you fight, et cetera, et cetera. I don't want to go into all the types of warfare. I'm sure you're familiar in all these things. So that's the pshat that Panovich said. So the vice was going, it was on the F train. And he said, he said, the, and they were driving on the train. So they all of a sudden they got up on that station and they said, "Yeah, here it is. You should go." So he said, "All right, you go and show me the way." So they opened the door and they all ran out, waiting for him by the thing over there. And he tarried and tarried, and all of a sudden the doors closed. Doors closed. And they were like shocked. They looked at them and he waved to them, goodbye. Which means he had prepared in his mind already, that he should stay behind and so forth and give them the room. They shouldn't get back before when they're outside and the door's going to close and he'll be safe. He told over the story himself, he said, because he was afraid. He knew that he smelled that something was fishy over there. They were going to rob him. They were going to, you know, and knows what else they would do. The mice, when he came to America the first time, when he started for the part of his yeshiva to raise money, he was a brilliant man. And that's all right. And that's the chapter he learned with Pashas by Yishlach. And the side of Tfilah, and I spoke last time on Tfilah, if you recall, the Tfilah Shacharis Mincha Arvis. Shema Yisrael, you said a couple of times after Shemayim. Backwards, Shin Mem Ayin, Shachris Mincha Arvis. Ayin Mem Shin, Olam HaShemayim. You saw it in Krishna, you have that, the whole concept of you saw it of Olam HaShemayim and so forth. Tfilah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So the Tfilah that we invoke, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam should help us in that particular situation. And therefore, utilizing also that we don't just stand and do nothing, but we try with a gift. We try with the Muhammad, we try with this way, that way, whatever, try to work out. But first of all, as we see, the first thing to try is the Indian of a gift, not to go straight to Muhammad. That's not the Jewish derech. You try, poiskim b'sholem, as the Chazal say, and we're trying to bring the Ben Bachaya, Ban, others, that even by the Shema Umois, even where it says, lo yischayeh kol neshama, where they're to go out at your sword, you have to kill them and all so forth. Even by them, they pass in the chatchila, you should say for Sholem. If you're willing to leave for Sholem, we'll leave you alive. Even though it's L'Shchai called the Shoma. Only if you'll fight with us that we can't let you live. But it's poiskim b'Sholem, even in the case of the Sheva, what you call Melochim, the seven Melochim of Eretz Yisrael, where it says L'Shchai called the Shoma. That's a murder of Chiddush. And we're showing him, said, look at the showing over here and brought down over here too. That's what they hold. The halacha, apidin, to Pasha Shoftim, the Rabban, Rebbe Chaya. So we see from here that the concept first should be dor. We try with good, a gift, money. This not only that we give him cover. Even though Yaakov was punished for that, Baruch said he called Esav Adoni, my Lord, 8 times. Parsha brings over here, 8 times he said Adoni. He's going to have 8 kings are going to reign by Esav before you have a king. Before Shaul HaMelech, which means we're going to develop Esau before you. And Yaakov's Madrege was already, he should have used the word Adoni. He should have said, Ochi, my brother. That's what you call love and affection. My brother, a brother. We have to say Adoni. And Adoni, and Adoni, and Adoni, 8 times. But we give cover too. Cover you give. You mechaber the person, so forth. That's the halacha. But it's according to the degree of each individual that's involved. That's the concept. And the matana that you give is according to the matana. That everybody, you could raise money. There are certain cases where they pass you that you're not allowed to give a matana. The Marami Rutenberg, the Russia's Rebbe, Rabbi Osher, his Rebbe was the Maharam, Rabbi Ami Rutenberg. He was kidnapped at the time, and they wanted a phenomenal amount of money to let him go free, that they should, redeem him for that amount of money. And the people wanted to start raising the money for him. And he paskin la'aloha, he said, "You're not to pay the money. I'm staying here till I die." They're not to pay the money. And he did, they didn't. He said, "If you're going to pay money for me, they're going to do it all the time for others. They have to know that there's a limit. Can't do it. You want that amount of money, you're not going to get." And the end was talking that he died in captivity, kidnapped. And later on, after the captivity and so forth, they got him out. So a small, a certain amount of money over there, gave it, and they got out the body. They should bury him in a cavern and so forth. But he refused, and he postulated that they're not allowed to redeem. So we see that there's certain halakhos over here, but this is the concept of Parshas Vayishlach, and it says that we mechuyev ma'aseh over siman l'bonim. That whenever you have your problem, what is that? Always thinking the Parshas Vayishlach. What did Yaakov do? And so for different understandings of what he did over here, it's not so portion. Rav Gardi, that was a Shamarti, all kinds of talking to Esav in different ways. Telling Esav, "I kept the mitzvahs by Lavan." What the heck does Esav care if he kept the mitzvahs? What does he? You got Gardi, Shamarti, what does he care? The commentaries ask that. What do you tell him that? What a pshat in Rashi. The answer is that Yaakov tried to tell Esav. He says, "Look," he said, "I do what I have to do. Karti, even by a place like Lavan and so forth, I did what I'm obligated and responsible to do. So I kept my bargain and so forth. I didn't succumb to Lavan. Same way, I'm not going to succumb to you either. I have my way, you have your way. But we are willing to live together to make peace and so forth. Which means even though we're different, but I'm be the same way and so forth. We could still work together." In that sense, there's a lot of other pshatim that I don't want to go into now. It'll be too much in consequence of that. Mr. Shamati, what do you have to say that? I didn't learn from his bad things. So the Mefarshim should bring over there that Yaakov, in a sense, was flattering Esau and saying, "I kept all the mitzvahs and everything, but who knows? Lavan was the king of, as the Medrash calls him, he was the Melech of the Ramoyim. King of the Ramais of the trickery, the catering, and so forth. He was the best, the tops." And so he said, "Who knows if I kept my mitzvahs with that devotion, dedication, bren fire, like Lavan did his thing with bren fire. He was king of the Ramais." He said, "Tayag b'shamati ovolaylamartiva. I didn't learn from his bad ways." That the way he kept his bad ways was such a koyach and so forth. I don't know if I did my mitzvah in such a koyach. He's like showing Esav. He says, "Who knows how powerful a person is even with the mitzvahs that he does?" It's So I'm not here to fight with you. I want to here to make sure. That's another pshat in that what Rashi's saying over there too. That in love of garti, and the latest kaiba b so forth, I remained a ger. Because the father said, "You'll be a gvir lachecha, gvir gimel veis yud resh." He never became a gvir. He said, "I love a garti, but I remained a ger." Rashi says, "Latest kaiba b." So they say pshat latest kaiba b. The beis yud was not mekuyim, because gvir is gimel beis yud resh. Take out the beis yud. What remains? Ger. He said, "Lavagarti." He says, "Where this kaima be? The bee wasn't the queen of me. I didn't become the big veer. You have nothing to. Don't be so angry because the brokers weren't the queen he wanted to bring out. It wasn't come to a to a to a to an effect to affect me to full extent and so forth. So you don't have to be so angry at me." That's what Yaakov was trying to tell you. So, but see the whole thing over here, but possibly to give you clues, so forth, might you have a similar bottom, how a person should react when there's problems and difficulties, trials and tribulations, and go through this part, the beginning of Parsha Vayishlach, the preparation for the Matana for Esau in that particular sense over there, as far as the Matana that he prepares for Esau. And but he said, you know, about Doini. We'll come a little bit further than that also, a little more. And that's we said, answer a little bit also, where it says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malocha Malaysa. So it says Malochim Mamish. Mamish real Malochim. But they said, what if it's a real Malochim? The Esau have said real Malochim? He deserves a Maloch to come to him. What's the problem over here? So they say, shot that Yaakov knew that when Esau, when a plain guy that comes to Esau was in big danger. In danger. You know, he might even kill him before just before he even says anything. But a Maloch, he can't do anything. So it was a malach in the form of a person, but in case something happens over there, the malachim, he won't be able to overcome malachim. They remain a malach, even though they're in what we call sheep's clothing now, so to speak, just as a human being in that particular sense. So where do you get the malachim? You want to say pshat malachim mamash. What is the word mamash? Mem mem shin. It says in Pirkei Avos in the fourth parak, the 13th Mishnah, where it says, I'm not sure Mendeloza that Kaloisa mitzvah achas quite a prak mitechot. Every time a person does a mitzvah, there's a malach that speaks for him in heaven. He creates a malach that brings out his merits, his schusim, and so forth. Now these pile up when he comes upstairs. Now these are my schusim, and so forth. And then the havdol there's bed there too. So there's what you call the you know that they have a. You have a malach that's a defense attorney, and then you have one that's a prosecuting attorney. That's whatever the person does in the malachim, he creates fakir, he creates the opposite. That's the concept of malachim in that sense. So it says malachim mamish. Mamish means the word mem mem shin. Mi mitzvahs. Malach mi mitzvahs she'osah. Malachim mi mitzvahs she'osah. As we say, he sent malochim mamash, malochim mi mitzvahs, mi malochim mitzvahs she'osah, the mitzvahs that he did. That's the remez over here that he would created malochim because of the tayyat mitzvahs that he was mekayim in that particular time. There's one pasuk that I would like to point out over here in this particular situation. What Rashi says, and it's a very difficult. There's five different pshatim over here. And that's, I think, what's going to be for tonight. To understand, and that's part of the concept over here, preparing for Esau to understand what we're talking about. It says over here that when Malachim came back, they told him that Esau is coming with 400 people. He's coming over here, and. Abba Meir Sish Imoy. What the people say? Yaakov said, "Vayira Yaakov." Yaakov became frightened, and Imoy says, "Why was he frightened? The Moshe promised him, maybe he got spoiled from the time that the promise, person promises to take care of you, But if you sin iniquities, you lose the schus that you have. He was afraid maybe he did something wrong in between, and he's not zoche to be helped. Yetzer loy. First, he was very frightened, meyoi, and vayetzer loy, it became very what you call tight and so forth, like in a sense, what you call
Closed
in
in.
pain. What?
Yeah.
Hmm?
It's okay, fine. Closed in.
And what? Vayetzer, and it was like
Is that
in a
closed
quandary,
in?
huh?
Like closed in.
Yeah, closed like
Yeah.
in a quandary, Portia. Something was bothering him, he couldn't take it. Zok Rashi, what does it mean? Vayera, Vayera, what did be two things? Vayera, Vayera? The Vayera, Shema, Yaharoi. Maybe he will kill. Shema Yaharoi. And Vayetzeloi im Yehorei, and became very agitated because maybe he'll get killed. So Vayira mioid means Shema Yaharoi Acherim. See, when it says Shema Yehorei, who es Acherim. Maybe I was Acherim, he'll kill others. So he was afraid maybe he'll get killed by one way. Shema Yehoreg, maybe he'll get killed. And the other thing was maybe he'll kill others. Either way. So they asked the Kash over here, all the commentary speak on this thing. If he's afraid that he'll get killed, oh, we understand that. Okay, we understand that. But why was he in a quandary, and why did it bother him and hurt him that he might kill others? It's a war. It's a war. Somebody person comes to kill you. Person's roideif. Somebody's running after me to kill me. Anybody could kill the guy. Anybody could save him. So it's permissible at that time. Permissible to fight back and to kill him. So why would it bother him in that sense that he might kill others? Might kill achayim. That part, they don't understand that second part. The first part that he might get killed, I don't understand. He might get killed. But he didn't kill others, that's the war. And you're mechuyev to save yourself. So what's the prat of pshat over there? So the Rabbeinu Yehuda Mizrachi wants to save pshat and Rashi. That it's a big chiddush he wants to say.
Amen.
He wants to say that even if a person is chasing somebody, wants to kill him, if the possibility is there that you could save yourself by wounding that person and you dafki kill him, you're guilty. It says, Im yochol ha-tziloi, this means you could save him by hitting him in the foot, hitting him in the head, that, which means wounding him. You have to go out. Dafka to get him to heart to kill him in the heart. Like this guy knocked off the CEO of the whatchamacallit of the healthcare. They're still looking for the guy now. He shot right in the heart. It was prepared, mamash, for assassination. He said, so the roideif is not a din that you have to kill him, Dafka. But Yanko was afraid that he might kill in the turmoil of the war, the shooting and fighting. Arrows, etc., etc., he might by accident or whatever kill somebody where he didn't have to kill him, he could have wounded him. That's what he says, pshat over there. But they dispute the Mizrachi. There's a big argument on that because they claim that when do you say that when a person's chasing you and wants to kill you? So if there's a possibility that somebody could save you by wounding the other guy, he shouldn't kill him, he should wound him. But when the question is a mechomer, when there's a war, there's a turmoil of war. In war, you can't say, I'm going to think I'll now shoot him here, shoot him there. Well, in war, you got to shoot no matter what. You just go wild. That's what war is all about. You can't pick and choose. We go back and forth. A war is a different heter altogether. But they claim that when in a war, it's not shaykh, that concept of trying to wound him instead of killing him. Interesting point, big machlokes in that. So therefore, that is a dispute in that particular answer that he wants to say. Another answer is given that they want to say pshat is that by Yankov, it says Vayetzaloi im Yaharoi hu esacherim. What do you mean Harry esacherim? Talk about Esau, and basically he's after Esau. Why does Rashi have to Dafke stress the point he might kill acherim? The word acherim, others, which means some of the 400. What the pshat? So the beautiful vort on that brought down the Mefarshim that says that you know that Rav Meir, famous Rav Meir, who was the Tanna Rav Meir, came out from Esau. One of Esau's progeny, Nerum Caesar in Rome, was from Esau, and he became a ger, Yomorah, became a ger, and from him came out Rav Meir. So Rav Meir came from Esau. Yeah, Rav Meir. And the Gemara says in Hyrius, you hear that? The Gemara says in Hyrius, we know that Rav Meir is called Acherim. Whatever the Gemara says Acherim, it means Rav Meir. Acherim means Rav Meir. There's the Gemara Kiddush in various places over there. The Gemara brings it in Hyrius. So he said, that's Pshat over here. He says, Yaakov saw the Ruach HaKodesh. That Rav Meir is coming out from Esau. If he's going to kill Esau, he says, Shema Yarog es Acherim. Because if he'll kill Esau, he's going to kill away Rav Meir. There wouldn't be a Rav Meir in the world. That's what bothered him. Yeah? It's a fantastic shot, but that's the biggest shot. That Shema Yarog es Acherim, he'll kill the Acherim, and there's Rav Meir that's coming from Esau. Then there's another shot also they want to say that the Yetzelai. That it paint him and so forth. And the concept over here that the father might curse him. That's what he was afraid of. That because he killed Esau, killed the brother, he might curse him. Again, they dispute that also. They claim that we see by the brochas he didn't curse him, but after he got Boruch here, it's also a shver pshat to say. Then I saw a pshat at the Maisa for Rokeach. They bring down also an interesting pshat. That they want to say that even though you're permitted to kill in the war and so forth, and it's in turmoil, and you can't chew, pick and choose and all that, but the answer is because he was a Vayetzel, it bothered him much because he might kill Acherim, kill a lot of people, and by killing people, you become an Achzor. Certain arrogance sets in. Like we know people go to war, soldiers come back from war, they need therapy. I mean, you know. I'm sure you're familiar with all these things. And a certain type of what you call people become cheap. Life becomes cheap. You're used to killing people already. It's a different thing. So Ariyaku was afraid of becoming an Achazor. He become a murdering person, a person that has the tendency to murder, to kill, and that was bothering him. That's he said an interesting pshat. And then there's my pshat. I don't know, I wanted to say a pshat as follows. That it says by Yira Yaakov that maybe he'll get killed, right? And then it bothered him also because he might kill others. Why did that bother him very portion? Because when Rivka said to Yaakov that Esav is out to kill you and so forth, I want you to go to Lavan, etc., etc., and stay there. Why? Because Loma Eshko Shneichem B'Yom Echad. Why should I lose both of you in one day? She was saying that Ruach HaKodesh Nevius, they're going to go in one day at the same time. So Yaakov was afraid over here. He was afraid that he might get killed. And he might kill. If he kills, he'll also get killed because it goes on the same day. Because what Rivka said was what his mother said over there, that B'Yom Echad. So if I ate Shalashem Yahim and also be killed because the ace of being killed, he'll also be killed on that day, or also die in that day, because they're gonna die in the same day. And the Chazal bring to Yerushalmi, even though they didn't die exactly the same day, but they were buried the same day, but they wanted to bury Yankov, the head of Esau. You know the story over there by Yechiel, with Chushim Ben Don and Naphtali and so forth. When he didn't want to, when Esav came, he didn't want to let them bury Leah because he said it belongs to him, etc., etc., and he killed him. So his head rolled into the Machpelah. So the both the same day were buried the same day. So she said, Nevius, Eshkol Shnechem, I lose both you the same day. He thought it meant they'll be murdered, killed the same day, die the same day, but really meant buried the same day. So therefore, he was afraid that he'll kill, so maybe he'll also get killed. So either way, he will get killed. Whether they'll kill him or he'll kill others, he'll get killed. That's what I wanted to say. Shot over there. Okay. But that's the concept over here, bringing out this particular point. But it's interesting to note that with all these preparations and so forth, Yaakov was afraid of Esau for two reasons. Even now, after 22 years, why was he afraid of Esau? He went to all these things and so forth. He said, Hatzileni no. Listen to the pasuk where it says over here. He begged the Rabbi Shalom. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esau. What's pshat? Hatzileni no, save me miyad ochi, my brother miyad Esau. We know ochi is Esau, but Esau is ochi. Why did he say miyad ochi miyad Esau? Why both? What does it mean over here? Why both? Miyad ochi Esau or miyad Esau? You know it's his brother. Why say specifically miyad ochi and miyad Esau? Two different approaches. Two different approaches over there. So first of all, this is what I want to say over here. First of all, Yaakov was afraid of Esau for two things. The Medrash brings, first of all, Esau lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov for 22 years was not in Eretz Yisrael. He was afraid that the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael would be protective for Esau, that he should persevere against Yaakov. Which is a mother chiddush. The Medrash says this. It's a big chiddush in the Medrash. Esau was a Rosha. Did he live in Eretz Yisrael because of Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael? Because of the Ahavas Eretz Yisrael? Or the Bator of Oshim gave Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu? Nah. What do you have to do with Kiddusha Eretz Yisrael? But yet, Vaishla is living in Eretz Yisrael, even as an Esau. This was the Gedalia said of Cook, so you should say, even an Esau living in Eretz Yisrael has a discourse. There's a merit to it, there's a discourse to it. You see from here? Same thing with Parshas Vayishla. That is because he lived in Eretz Yisrael. And Yaakov was afraid. He was afraid. Then the Moshe said they gave him the land. He moved away, moved out, and so forth. So he took away the schus. Okay. But the other thing was, in a sense, that was kind of kibbutz aveim. 22 years, Yaakov didn't see Yitzchak. Esav every single day was kind of kibbutz aveim. To the parents, especially Yitzchak. The schus of kibbutz aveim. So we see that you had to be very careful, like the Gemara says in Chagiga, that even Reikonim Shabahen, even the worst of the worst, might have a mitzvah that he does. Lay Mitzvah Kirimai. Might have mitzvahs that you don't even realize, exclusive that he has because of this mitzvah that he did. And this mitzvah is protecting him. The mitzvah is protecting him. So we can never judge the power of a mitzvah in that sense. And that's what Rebbe says in Perek. The second parak, Rebbe says over here, "Have a zoy be mitzvah kalaki bav chamura." And until you're there, scar of a mitzvah. You don't know what's the scar of a mitzvah. A little mitzvah, no, could be a make, could be a protection for the person for 10 years. Who knows what it is? But that he did one mitzvah correctly, he did a mitzvah and so forth. And even though it was a Russian that did the mitzvah, and it wasn't mechavim the Shem Shemayim, but a mitzvah was done. So we see the certain power that a person has as far as the mitzvah. So here, Yaakov was afraid of two things. And this is my pshat, my own pshat, but I feel they give different answers why it says miyad ochi, miyad Esau, and so forth. Different answers. My brother who acts as an Esau, he should be pshat, Porsche pshat. But I want to say over here, it could be there's a remez in the Torah for the Yisoid of the Machlokes Yaakov and Esau. Yaakov hoodwinked Esau twice. Once by the Bechaira and once by the Brocha. Now, what does the Bechaira mean? What is Bechaira? Chayyur means the firstborn. They're two brothers. The Chayyur has to do with being a brother. But I'm the first brother, I get two shares. If there's two brothers, you divide the property in three. He gets two, the other one gets a third. He gets two thirds. That's the, there's a custom that a Chayyur gets two, looking, two parts. Not double, but two parts. If there's three brothers, you divide it in four parts. He gets two, and each one, et cetera, et cetera. So he always gets two chalukim. And that becomes because he's a brother, their brothership. Then he took away the bracha. How did the bracha come to Yaakov? Not because of the brother, but because he wanted to give Esav the bracha. It was Esav. How did he get the bracha with him? And he said, I'm Esav. We had Esav. Instead of Esav. That he posed himself as Esav. And he got away with that. The whole thing over there. I said, that's what Yaakov was saying. He says, Hatzileni no. You have to save me from these two chicaneries, these two trickeries that I did against Esav. I sinned against Esav, as we'll soon see, in two ways. First of all, miyad ochi, from the standpoint of, that's what the pasuk is alluding to, miyad ochi, instead of a brother, I took the b'chayra. In a sense, I became the b'chayra. I took away his b'chayra, his brotherhood. Now he's supposed to get two klokim, so he's supposed to be the b'chayra. And also miyad esav, on the cause of an esav, that I came an esav, took a bracha. I made myself an esav, that I used, that I was the esav and so forth. Miyad ochi, miyad esav. And these two, what you call drachim, ways of Ochi and Esav, he picks the two types of trickeries that Yaakov utilized against Esav, and was part of the worship should help him. And the Balaturim says, Hatzileni no miyad. Hatzileni begins with a hey. No begins with a nun. Miyad begins with a mem. What does it make? Haman. Hey, mem, nun. Hatzileni no miyad. Because it says in the parasha over there, we're told this when Esav, so when Yaakov took away the brokers, by Yitzhak Tzioko Gedoylo Morad Miyoy. So the Medrash says, you made Esav cry forth such a Tzioko Gedoylo Miyoy. Your people are going to cry too. By Yitzhak Mordechai Tzioko Gedoylo Miyoy. It says over there, when they Xavier over there wanted to kill all the Jews, they came, Mahoma came from Amori. Yaakov saw Baruch HaKodesh. He was inspired for himself and for all the Doiris that are going to come from Esau that could harm the Jewish people and so forth. Hatzileni no miyad. Zehaman, because of what I did, miyad Yaakov, miyad Ochi, miyad Esau. Because I didn't have these chusim and so forth. That was the tula that he was inspired in that particular sense. And a little further, it goes even to three times. Bringing the Maisa of Haman over here. Once that I told you just now, Vayizak Mordechai Zoko Gedoylo. And also over here, Haman, Hatzilei Nomi Adoki. And also it says a little further when he sent the Matona to Esau, it says, Verevak Tosimu Ben Eder Yeder. Verevak Tosimu. Make space between, it should look like a big Matona. One, and then a space, a block, and then another Matona, another block. Reva. I said again, Revach. He said, Revach Vatzola, that we were spala. I said, Pshat and Balaturim. It could be that we were spala, that there should always be a space between the tzoras that we have. Revach Vatzola, Yama Yehudim Mokamacha, we got the base of Vichta Vedu. That should be, hit me now. Let me rest up for an hour or two. Let me rest up for a couple of years, and then never the next Xavier, the next problems, difficulty, so forth. He was followed here. He said, just like Maishas over similar bonim, that also is Mechavin over here. The Balaturim says the Rebbe, he says, so we see that Yaakov himself, Ruach HaKodesh, had in mind and so forth, my Sa'ovah Simad Abonim, my Chatoyim, my Schusim, good and bad and so forth, have reverberate throughout the generations. It all comes back. Everything is paid for. And the Medrash being, as Esav said, two tears. Two tears. Everything is accounted for. You still caused it. It wasn't 100% kosher what you did and so forth. That's the pshat. That's your lady, no. That's who the scholar, and that's why Yaakov said the previous pasuk before that introduction, "Kotayti mikolach sodim mikolah emes." Kotayti mikolach sodim mikolah emes. I remain small, means I lose all my schusim because of all the chesed that you have to do for me in order to help me out from all the difficulties that I committed and so forth, and that made problems and difficulties. And it's much like chesed for emes. Chesed, you understand, the emotion of chesed. But emes is emes. Whatever is emes is coming to emes. But what it means over here, it means chesed, it's a, you know, it means a kotaitim mikola chsodim and mikola emes. It says over here chsodim, meaning that the chesed is the chesed shall emes. By the way, just like we say, we have to buy a mace. If somebody passes away, go to the Levi and so forth, you're doing chesed, you don't expect payment for that. The mess is not going to pay you back. He's not here anymore. It's not a chesed where I lend somebody money, he pays me back. Chesed, I get paid. No, it's a chesed shalemes. He said, every chesed that the Baruch Shalom does with you is a chesed shalemes. That's the pshat. Kotoyti mikol achsod mikol emes. That it was emes a chesed. It's a chesed that I don't deserve and so forth. The chesed that I can't pay back and I don't pay back and it's not paid back and it's not, the Baruch Shalom doesn't want to pay back. It's mamish chesed Hashem and so forth. Hashileini no miyad, bochi miyad esav. That Baruch Shalom tohopo. This is the concept of ma'aseh over a similar bonum. Next time we'll continue with the next theme over here, which is coming of the meeting of Esav actually and Dina, the story with Dina, what happened, why did Shimon Levi kill the whole city? Shechem, okay, why did he kill the other people? Why? We'll discuss that next time. Any questions, Anthony?